Now, a bit of a heads up, this next story will be talking about sexual violence. So if that's not your thing, do just be aware. It's been 3 years since the Human Rights Commission survey into sexual assault and harassment on university campuses came out. The survey found that 51% of students were sexually harassed at least once while on campus. The survey forced universities to take action, but in the 3 years since, have they done enough? Well, the short answer is no, according to a number of women's collectives from universities around Sydney. They're meeting today on the National Day of Action Against Sexual Violence by rallying and marching from the University of Sydney. On the line with us now, we have Jazz Breen. She's organising today's rally and is the Sexual Harassment Officer at the University of Sydney's Student Representative Council. Jazz, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you for having me.
So the argument from universities is that they have been taking steps to decrease harassment on campus since this report came out. But why are you guys marching? Why don't we think they've done enough?
Yeah, well, the action we've seen from universities kind of comes across more as a bit of a PR attempt to diffuse the situation instead of actual real change. So at the University of Sydney, especially, there's just things like implementing a reporting module that actually leads to a 404 not found site when people click on it from Google, and just things that are like very overlooked, very rushed through, kind of seem to smooth over the situation instead of actually like looking at the roots of it and implementing like real genuine change.
And what would real genuine change mean realistically?
Yeah, well, there's quite a few things that, the women's collectives and activists have been kind of fighting for years, starting off with just basic face-to-face consent training for every student. Currently, we have a consent module that every student has to do, but it's online and you can click through it without actually reading the answers. It kind of just tells you the answers if you get it wrong. So every student has to do it, but whether every student is actually taking on that information is another thing. And other changes we want to see is just more actual support for survivors and better counselling, like all those things, yeah.
And so tell us about the rally today. What's the plan? What are you guys hoping to achieve?
Yeah, so the rally today is part of kind of a way to put pressure on the university to actually make change. So we see that they don't actually do anything until their bottom line is being hit. And a way to kind of put pressure on them is to raise media attention and, you know, get the word out there. So maybe some key donors of the university will have a think before donating, or the university will be worried about its new cohort coming through not wanting to study there, and kind of putting pressure in that way, so the university feels actually obliged to act.
Going for the reputation then.
Yeah.
Jazz, we really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for chatting.
Well, thank you for having me.
That was Jazz Breen. She's the organiser of today's rally against sexual violence. And she's also the Sexual Harassment Officer at the University of Sydney's Student Representative Council.